Hello, everyone, and welcome to Homelessness Chronicles. My name is Jeannie Alba, and I am the founder and CEO of Showering Love. Today's guest is Z from Mobile School Pantries. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I'm so glad to be here with you and just talk about such the incredible work that you guys are doing with Showering Love. And I would love to hear more about some of the new progress that you guys are going to be undertaking with this new mobile concept coming to Broward Schools.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, same for you. Thank you for all you're doing for the Broward County Schools. You know, homelessness, there's no borders, right? And like, the Broward County Schools have reached out to us because they have identified in three schools, 246 children who are in the HEART program.
Yeah.
And so Showering Love right now, we're seeking funding so we can secure bringing the showers to the schools in the evenings where it's private and where we will provide nutritious meals for them. Because we know if the ones that are living in the cars, they're living out of coolers.
Yeah.
Right. And they're not eating nutritious meals. So we have some restaurants and I hope we'll get you to come over.
Absolutely.
and offer, you know, good nutritious food, especially vegetables and fruits. Right. Because if you go to a soup kitchen or you go to the pantry, you don't get fresh vegetables. So kudos to what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's true. You know, the typical food pantry in our community, as much as they strive to give out healthy, nutritious food, it's so challenging for a food pantry at a small level to stretch their dollars to really enable themselves to go out and buy the extra items and produce. And Mobile School Pantry over these last 10 years has really worked with so many partners in our community to find a way to lower the cost in order to really provide our service. And, you know, when we have families come in, yes, they don't have access to nutritious food. When they come into a school pantry, we have anywhere from 25 to 30 fresh fruits and vegetables and non-perishables for families to take home from. And I really just think I'm very excited to partner with you and see how we can bring those apples and bananas and grapes to our community and our homeless community and our children to just let them know that they're not left behind. And there are people like you and I who are there for them, and people like our governor who are counting on that. We count on to help us really fulfill our mission and bring our vision and dreams and really the dreams of our community to reality. Right.
Absolutely. And like, I think if we just think across the board, all of us have felt the effects of the food cost.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I went to the store the other day and like, you know, $90, and I walked out with these two little small bags.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, how are families affording this?
Absolutely.
And, you know, something I wanted to speak about is, you know, a lot of these families, the parents work.
Absolutely.
Both parents work.
It's the working poor.
And so, you know, you got a cashier at a fast food restaurant, mm-hmm. right? And she looks over and she falls in love with the fry daddy. Right? They're both working.
Yeah.
Now comes a little fry baby. They cannot afford to live on their salaries.
No.
And yet they're trying.
Yeah.
They're working.
Absolutely. These are the workers that make our country go round.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think all of us at some point will visit a fast food restaurant, you know, but, you know, so it isn't like homeless. It's not that they're lazy. It's you know, everyone has they're at a different level. And but there's a lot that are working there. We have interviewed many of our guests. Some of them have three master's degrees.
Yeah.
But then a tragedy happened. It derailed them. You know, COVID took a big hit on a lot of them. They lost their businesses. And now they found themselves, you know, sleeping on the streets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk details. For Showering Love, it cost us approximately $25 per guest. And that's the way we refer to them, not clients, but they're our guests. How about for you?
So I would say for Mobile School Pantry, it varies. You know, there's some good months and some bad months, but it could be anywhere from $25 to $30 a family. And that really, that's giving them access to the 30 different fresh fruits and vegetables. It also gives them 15 non-perishables, including eggs and bread. And we also do food demos and we have smoothie stations. And there's a lot of giveaways that are happening because we really partner with a lot of you know, wraparound services. Like we have different healthcare systems out there giving, connecting the dots to health and wellness, and also giving referrals to places, and, you know, identifying what other resources that we can connect while we have the attention of the family there, while they're, you know, the principal is coming to check on them. When you see little Jimmy there in the school office and you're seeing them at the school pantry, you can be like, okay, well, now I understand it. And really breaking the number down for people to see, you know, they're getting 40 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables. And we're talking at a value. If they were to go buy it in the store, it's probably close to $200 worth of groceries.
Wow.
And so when you start really doing the list, you're talking about, you know, we had a giveaway yesterday. We had pineapple, cantaloupe, blackberries, strawberries, grapes, organic celery, organic Brussels sprouts, tomatoes, onions, green. I mean, we can go over the whole like chart of the fruit and vegetables that we can talk about. But and these are sometimes some items that families will never go out to the store to purchase.
They can't afford them.
They can't afford them. I mean, a bag of grapes is $11. That's somebody's hourly salary, hourly wage. Exactly. So, of course, they can't afford them. And I think it's really to... and crucial to show what that $25 really does, you know, show how it's filling up this table. You know, I envision some of our families send us home pictures of their, you know, dining room tables filled with produce and filled with groceries and, you know, their kids going through it excited to see what they got today. So that's kind of the details of the pantry's cost.
Well, awesome, because, you know, it cost us about $25 per guest, and the guest, go into a private shower. They get brand new clothing, t-shirt, underwear.
Nothing
shorts,
better than getting a fresh shower, right? And fresh clothes after.
Shorts,
absolutely.
If they need shoes, hygiene equipment, hygiene supplies, and they get to go into that shower for 10 minutes. And, you know, when they walk up on that bus, if they're a new client, guest, they look down. They're just so full of shame.
Yeah.
And like the first thing we say to them is, you hold that head up here, right? And then we always, so 80% of our team have been formerly our guest.
Yeah.
So we always say, and we identify with them, right?
That.
And say, hey, no shame here. Like I was homeless for 10 years. Gina, I was homeless for 6.5 years. And the other one, I think off and on for 8 years. Like, we know where you are, but yeah. We also know it's possible.
You give them hope.
We give them hope. And then they go into the bathroom and they, you know, get their shower. And like when they come out, it's just like they're standing a little taller.
Absolutely.
Right? Just like you or I, we go get our hair done.
Absolutely. It feels good. We feel good about ourselves.
On,
absolutely.
Get our perfume and cologne is what we do for them. The last thing we do is we call it cherry on top. They have a
go
choice.
A
yet
spray.
They get their cologne and their perfume.
It.
They get to go outside and there is a bag lunch and drinks waiting for them. We have a barber on staff as well. So it's like the full wraparound. And then what we do is we partner with other health providers as well and do pop-up health fairs because collaboration is so important.
It's a recipe to success. Absolutely.
We are all a different piece to the bigger puzzle.
Absolutely.
Right? We are all equally as important. No one is more important or less important, right? Because it takes each one of us to come together to help them navigate this system.
Absolutely.
Right? And we have many success stories. And like you, by getting those pictures of seeing them.
Absolutely. Yesterday, actually, we posted Richard's generous check and we were, you know, elated. And so was the community with us. And the endless love and messages we got from everybody. Just, you know, I feel like everybody feels like they're part of our family. You know,
exactly.
We've all worked together, the community for this. So when we have a generous donor doing something so big, everyone feels so like, you know, everyone's celebrating. And including some of our families, you know, I had a family reach out to us just saying how happy she was to see us doing so great. And that, you know, when she first came here, you know, she had nothing. And, you know, her family was really struggling. And, you know, she came, she was, you know, coming through our lines with her kids when they first came. And, you know, I clicked on her profile because I was like curious to see, you know, how's she doing now? And she's thriving. They're business owners. You know, they love to cycle.
Yeah.
You know, her children are doing a lot of extracurricular activities. They seem so happy. And it just made me so happy. You know, like we said, we're really helping the working poor and every or somebody trying to just figure their life out right now. And sometimes they don't, they're not going to need you forever. And honestly, in most circumstances, the people we're helping, it is a short term relief for them as they get their lives together. And so I love those stories. And yes, hearing the stories of my child ate something that they've never eaten before and they want more of it. You know, I have an 8-year-old and I know when my child eats something healthy, how, you know, how happy it makes me feel. Oh, you ate a whole bowl of the salad or you ate the broccoli. And I imagine for mothers across our communities, they want that same feeling for their children. They want to feel like a proud mom that my child ate this, they're eating healthy. And we really need to normalize that more, I feel like, you know, eating healthy, having a shower, it, all these things, they shouldn't be a privilege. They're really a right to people.
It's human dignity.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, right before for the Easter holiday, we were able to help house 11 children and their parents. And it's an amazing feeling, right?
The best, I'm sure.
Right, and they, you know, because a lot of us take a shower for granted,
absolutely.
Right? We take it for granted that we can go in the grocery store.
I left
store.
Your event that night and after your event, and I got in the shower, and I thought to myself after we left your, like, yes, like how good a hot shower feels at the end of a long work day, after a long pantry day. That's like my go-to. Like, that's right. How I find my relief at the end of the day.
Yeah. So
a meal and a shower.
Right. So
absolutely.
I'm really excited about our partnership because I know we've been talking about
absolutely.
It. So we're going to get on the calendar.
We're going to bring it to Broward School.
We're going
to
bring it. Yes, we are.
Take it to the next level. Absolutely.
And what I'm really excited about is that we just got funding from the First Lady, DeSantis, and she gave us a check to bring the showers to Broward County Schools.
That's incredible.
So maybe we can work together.
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all
you
do.
Thanks, Jeannie.
You are a change maker.
Thank you. You as well.
Zena, I want to thank you so much for being here with Mobile School Pantry. I have so many more questions I'd like to ask for you. We're going to leave it here for now, and then we'll come back and talk again. You promise to come back?
Absolutely. I can't
awesome.
Wait.
Awesome.
Thanks
well,
so much.
Well, thank you so much for listening in. Please stay tuned for more Homelessness Chronicles.